I've been following this story now for, it's been going around for quite a long time. The notion of microdosing. Have you heard about this?
Microdosing, no.
Yeah. So it's taking really small amounts, like micro amounts of psychedelic substances, usually LSD, but I think also maybe magic mushrooms, as the professionals call them. And basically, rather than having adverse effects, the suggestion was that the microdose would improve your psychological functioning, your concentration, and all of it. Not a huge amount of studies had been done, but I think that's now been corrected. We're joined by Dr. Vince Polito. He's the lead author of the study that has looked into this, and it's been very interesting to find out some more about it. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I should mention you're from Macquarie University as well. Now, Vince, this has been around and speculated on for some time, that a microdose of a psychedelic drug can actually improve brain cognition.
Yeah, so it's been around for a little while, probably for about the last 4 years. This is something that's been talked about online, and there's been quite a lot of news stories about microdosing and people claiming that taking these very small doses that you just described can have all sorts of benefits in people's life, making them more productive, more creative, just generally happier. But there hasn't been a lot of research. And so what we tried to do with the study was really investigate and see if there is something to these claims, or if this is just something that is can be explained by people's expectations or placebo effect or something along those lines.
This does sound like the kind of thing that a very innovative drug dealer just came up with.
Yes, certainly. I mean, part of the reason we were interested in it is because it is kind of, in some sense, an incredible set of claims. I mean, people are talking about taking doses so small that they don't actually feel high. That's an important part of microdosing, is that it's what's called a sub-threshold dose, meaning that if you've taken enough to actually feel immediate changes, then you've probably taken so much. So on the one hand, people are saying that they're taking these doses that are so low that there's no immediate kind of effect, but then they're also claiming quite significant benefits. So it was quite a puzzle to look into.
Now, you've actually been a study that's looked at the largest group of people. I'm the Macquarie University Ethics Department, and you've just come to me with this idea. My red light of danger has just gone off. How do you get away with a study when you're talking about psychedelic drugs?
Right. So there's obviously a whole bunch of complications in doing research with psychedelics. And so because of the legal prohibitions and the bureaucratic environment as well, in this study, we weren't able to provide substances to people. This wasn't an experimental study where we actually gave people microdoses. What we did instead was we found people who were already microdosing, and we tracked them quite carefully over quite a period of time, over 6 weeks, to look in quite a bit of detail at the psychological changes that they experienced.
When the research was done and the results came out, were you able to confirm whether they genuinely have this kind of panacea effect?
Sure. So we found found several changes in our sample of people who microdosed. Essentially, that the main things we found were there were some reductions in levels of depression and stress, some changes in their attentional capacities. People had less mind wandering, less kind of intrusive thoughts, and a greater capacity for focused attention. And we also found a small increase in neuroticism. So there was a range of positive and some negative findings that we found as well.
That's an interesting. I've never heard neuroticism is a very
condition.
Yeah, well, but it's also something you don't often hear described as a symptom or an outcome of something. How were people experiencing it?
Right. So, yeah, the neuroticism finding is quite interesting for several reasons. Firstly, it's quite inconsistent with a lot of the positive reports of microdosing. But like you say, neuroticism isn't usually something that's talked about as something that changes too often. It's considered a personality variable, and usually someone's personality is quite stable, doesn't change very much. There has been some research showing some some personality changes following use of high-dose psychedelics, but that's usually been increases in openness and, I guess, more positive kinds of personality change. We found a very small increase in neuroticism, which is, you know, someone's tendency to experience negative emotions. And that was, something unexpected that sort of came out of these findings.
One of the great claims has been around attention and focus. Did you find that?
We did find some aspects of attention changed. Yeah, like I mentioned before, people reported less mind wandering following 6 weeks of microdosing. And they also reported quite a marked increase in a variable called absorption. And absorption is like someone's capacity to become very involved with an imaginative experience. So absorption sort of linked to strong feelings of connection with art or with nature, and that kind of capacity increased quite a lot amongst the group of microdoses.
If we want to get deeper into this and, you know, obviously get into the study more closely, where can we go?
Okay, so the study's just come out in PLOS One, which is a general scientific journal. And so it's called A Systematic Study of Microdosing Psychedelics. If you search for that, you'll be able to find the paper.
Be interesting to see where this takes us. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. That's Dr. Vince Polito. He's lead author of the study into microdosing from Macquarie University.